It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 92 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. Our drought is forecast to intensify this summer, and today we set a new record high, 93 degrees. Our team coverage, Utah Summer Preview, begins with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
People at this pool in Bountiful are obviously trying to stay cool on this record hot day. Today broke a record of 92 degrees set in 1958. And it's also the first time this year we've gone above 90 degrees. So it definitely feels like summer is upon us. But KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says cooler temperatures and even some rain is just around the corner.
Memorial Day weekend, we have a couple systems coming in from the 70s Saturday, 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So it's not long lasting.
Kristen says the rain we're in for won't make a dent in our drought, but it could mean you can turn the sprinklers off on your lawn for the week. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
With team coverage, I'm Becky Bruce. State water watchers update our drought picture every Thursday, and unfortunately, we're quite a bit drier than we should be headed into Memorial Day weekend. If our snowpack melted right now, we'd get about a foot of water out of it, or 4 inches less than a typical median year. And while our drought severity level was greater a year ago at this time, our reservoirs are lower. In May 2021, we were sitting at 67% capacity statewide. Right now, it's 63%, with a lot of summer still to come. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
You might not think about a golf course as the place to get advice on water conservation, but Spanish Fork just spent $3 million to upgrade the sprinkler system at the Oaks Golf Course, and they're saving millions of gallons of water. Mayor Mike Mendenhall told Dave and Dujanovic this morning, those upgrades are also available to residents, free, to help prevent their sprinklers from turning on in windy conditions.
Our smart sprinkling system, which is a grant program, people get it for free installed at their house. That will not water in the windy times of the day either, because more evaporation happens in the wind than it does in the sun.
Huh. Mendenhall says Spanish Fork's been leading the way on water conservation for 20 years now. KSL's top national story. The elementary school shooter in Uvalde, Texas, was not confronted by law enforcement before he made his way into the school. That was one of several new details we learned today from Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
It was reported that a school district police officer confronted the suspect that was making entry. Not accurate. He walked in unobstructed initially.
In fact, the front door wasn't even locked. That's what they believe at this point. There will be more investigation. The shooter killed 19 children, two adults, before he was killed in a shootout with police. The White House has announced the president and first lady will be traveling to Uvalde, Texas on Sunday. They say the president will grieve with the families there. Mexico is calling on the U.S. to strengthen its gun laws.
Many of the guns found in Mexican cartel crimes are smuggled in from the U.S. because they're easier to obtain on this side of the border. Mexico's leaders are now calling out the U.S. for the power of the gun lobby. Mexico has been taking a more assertive stance against American guns flooding into the country, fueling waves of violence on that side of the border. Last year, Mexico sued 10 gun makers and distributors in the U.S. for billions of dollars for all but aiding cartels. Mexico's foreign ministry deputy legal advisor saying now, quote, the only winner is a gun industry. Let's hold them accountable, end quote.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. A private school in Sandy says they're investigating some swastikas drawn in yearbooks. The head of the Waterford School, Adam Minky, didn't say how many yearbooks were drawn in, but can confirm they were drawn by middle schoolers.
We are taking this matter very seriously, and there's absolutely no place for any of that, any hatred and bigotry here at Waterford.
Minky says right now their investigation is internal, but could expand depending on what they find. Millions of Americans are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend, even with gas prices surging. Some say the pain at the pump has them staying parked.
I'm staying local because everything is, you know, with the gas prices being high and with the pandemic still going on, I'm staying close to home.
He's the one guy who's staying home tonight, just in case you're curious. The national average for a gallon of unleaded regular today, $4.60, according to AAA. Here in Utah, we're paying $4.66. What time you decide to get out of Dodge could do a lot more than save you time and a headache. It might actually save you money. That's according to KSL traffic reporter Andy Farnsworth.
Since we're talking about gas prices, that's something you really need to think about. You know, you could spend the same time sitting in traffic working your way south or waiting 3 hours to start, and you're going to get to your destination, you know, within a relatively similar amount of time, but you're not spending all that gas money sitting and idling on the freeway.
Andy says the busiest time on Utah roads headed into the holiday are probably this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon after 1 p.m. So if you can leave tonight or tomorrow morning instead, you'll be better off. Right, Ricky?
Exactly. I hate to say it, but those who are traveling tonight are dealing with a very rough commute, and emergency traffic continues on Redwood Road. This is getting into Utah County southbound from Bluffdale all the way to 2100 North, where lane restrictions are in place. So again, if you haven't already made your way, hop on over to southbound I-15. It is a much better drive from Bangor Highway all the way through into Lehigh at Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're keeping her busy. Ricky Meese, thank you so much.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.